This is the American Forces Vietnam Network.
The end of an era. Flashback. It was August the 15th, 1962, that the Armed Forces Radio Vietnam commenced operation. The first broadcasts originated from studios in the Rex Hotel in Saigon. The start of a proud history for AFVN.
News compiled from major commercial and military news sources. This is the American Forces Vietnam Network.
The end of an era. Flashback. In August 1964, there was a decision to expand the AFVN operation. The studios were moved from the Rex Hotel to the Brinks BOQ. This provided more operational space, and a 1 kilowatt transmitter was set into operation to improve the AFVN signal.
News compiled from major commercial and military news sources. This is the American Forces Vietnam Network.
The end of an era. Flashback. The later months of 1964 saw many improvements for AFVN. Repeater transmitters were strategically placed throughout Vietnam so that almost all Americans could pick up their voice of from the Delta to the DMZ.
News compiled from major commercial and military news sources. This is the American Forces Vietnam Network.
End of an era. Flashback. On the Christmas Eve of 1964, AFVN was airing Christmas carols when the Viet Cong set off 250 pounds of plastic explosive, partially destroying the station. Repairs were made and AFVN was back on the air within hours.
News compiled from major commercial and military news sources. This is the American Forces Vietnam Network.
The end of an era. Flashback. February 1965, AFVN expanded radio programming from 18 to 24 hours daily. Also, this was the month that FM programming started in Vietnam, providing an easy listening format of frequency-modulated sounds.
News compiled from major commercial and military news sources. This is the American Forces Vietnam Network.
The end of an era. Flashback. February the 7th, 1966, television made its debut in Vietnam via the Blue Eagle aircraft. This was a videotaped program of speeches by Premier Nguyen Cao Ky, Ambassador Henry Cabot Lodge, and General William C. Westmoreland.
News compiled from major commercial and military news sources. This is the American Forces Vietnam Network.
The end of an era. Flashback. A big step forward came about on March 24th, 1966, when AFVN connected a two-way link with AFRTS LA via underwater cable. This made it possible for sports events, speeches, and special programming to be aired in Vietnam as they were happening in the United States.
News compiled from major commercial and military news sources. This is the American Forces Vietnam Network.
The end of an era. Flashback. April the 13th, 1966, a VC attack on Tanzanud Air Base damaged all Blue Eagle aircraft. There was an estimated repair time of 13 weeks. However, the professional maintenance crews at the base had the show back on the air May the 11th, 5 weeks ahead of schedule.
News from major commercial and military news sources. This is the American Forces Vietnam Network.
The end of an era. Flashback. It was September the 25th, 1966, that AFVN put its first television van into operation in Quy Nhon. And on October the 21st, the second TV van was operational on the Monkey Mountain complex serving the servicemen in the Da Nang area.
News compiled from major commercial and military news sources. This is the American Forces Vietnam Network.
The end of an era. Flashback. On October the 25th, 1966, the ground facilities in Saigon were completed and operational, thus eliminating Blue Eagle aircraft requirements for the Saigon area. However, the Blue Eagle did continue in operation south of Saigon to service the Delta with Vietnamese programming.
From major commercial and military news sources. This is the American Forces Vietnam Network.
The end of an era. Flashback. Late 1966 and early 1967 saw a rapid buildup in AFVN operations. The third television van was installed on Dragon Mountain in Pleiku, and the fourth van became operational at Nha Trang. This era marks the first time Americans ever had TV in a combat zone.
News compiled from major commercial and military news sources. This is the American Forces Vietnam Network.
The end of an era. Flashback. Operations continued to expand throughout 1967 when TV Van 5 was installed in the city of Hue and Van 6 was sent to Thu Hoa. Field strength reports were then taken, and it was determined that 85% of the U.S. servicemen were able to receive American television.
News compiled from major commercial and military news sources. This is the American Forces Vietnam Network.
The end of an era. Flashback. Tet 1968, the ever-present conflict in Vietnam, took its toll on AFVN facilities. Nha Trang TV took a heavy mortar attack, and Da Nang's transmitters received rocket hits where the transmission lines were severed. These lines were repaired within 2 hours while they were under attack.
News compiled from major commercial and military news sources. This is the American Forces Vietnam Network.
The end of an era. Flashback. February the 4th, 1968 was a bad day for AFVN. Our station at Hue was overrun by NVA regulars. In this skirmish, one sergeant was killed in his quarters and 5 men were taken prisoner. Their service and dedication will always be remembered by the men and women of AFVN.
News compiled from major commercial and military news sources. This is the American Forces Vietnam Network.
The end of an era. Flashback. 1968 saw a drastic change in AFVN radio programming. A survey was taken and the results proved that 75 to 80% of the listening audience was under 25. So the new rock sound was put into action to accommodate that overwhelming majority.
News compiled from major commercial and military news sources. This is the American Forces Vietnam Network.
The end. End of an Era. Flashback. Shortly after Christmas 1968, AFVN was instrumental in the release of three U.S. prisoners. Messages were broadcast over AFVN to the VC about this release. This was probably the first time American Forces Radio ever broadcast directly to the enemy.
News compiled from major commercial and military news sources. This is the American Forces Vietnam Network.
The end of an era. Flashback. It was June the 8th, 1969, that a tragic event south of Da Nang took the lives of three AFVN newsmen. Their jeep struck a landmine while they were filming an episode on the activities of the military chaplain.
News compiled from major commercial and military news sources. This is the American Forces Vietnam Network.
The end of an era. Flashback. In May and June of 1970, the AFVN crew produced two Keith L. Ware award-winning specials. Anything You Want to Know About Drugs But Don't Want to Ask, and Cambodia 60 Days. These were excellent productions, and the awards were for special broadcast achievement.
News compiled from major commercial and military news sources. This is the American Forces Vietnam Network.
The end of an era. Flashback. October 23rd, 1971, Typhoon Hester knocked AFVN Da Nang off the air. Although the FM and TV towers were blown down, the quick initiative of the maintenance teams restored FM to the air 3 days later, and TV was back on the air by the 28th.
From major commercial and military news sources. This is the American Forces Vietnam Network.
The end of an era. Flashback. The biggest sporting event of 1972, the Ali Frazier fight, was made available to Vietnam within a couple of days. We sent AFVN film crews to Japan to film the entire fight as it happened. Then they returned and processed the film for immediate release. As a result, the Americans in Vietnam were able to view the fight before most Americans worldwide were able to see it.
News compiled from major commercial and military news sources. This is the American Forces Vietnam Network.
The end of an era. Flashback. In May 1972, our network produced a couple of specials that won acclaim throughout Vietnam. The first of these traced the evolution of music from the 50s through 1972, and it was called Million Dollar Weekend. The television department put together an Apollo 16 special for the viewing audience in Vietnam.
From major commercial and military news sources. This is the American Forces Vietnam Network.
The end of an era. Flashback. In July 1972, AFVN crews began an extensive coverage of the 1972 elections. We covered the Democratic Convention and the Republican Convention, along with issues presented by both parties. This project was culminated by a highly successful four-hour live television and radio coverage of the actual election returns.
News compiled from major commercial and military news sources. Sources.
is the American Forces Vietnam Network.
The end of an era. Flashback. As we began our final drawdown in February 1973, we maintained the attitude that service to our audience is to remain the mission until our studio lights show off the air for the last time. Our equipment is now being shipped to other AFRTS outlets throughout the world to help continue the same mission as ours, to inform and entertain the American serviceman and woman.
News compiled from major commercial and military news sources.
Fortune teller to tell your fortune. That means me, eh? Okay. First, you must palm my cross with silver. My cross, palm. Give me money. Thank you. I have to concentrate. Let me think. Yes. I see a man coming into your life very soon. He's come from town. No. He's come from country. No, yes, now I have. He's come from town and country. His name? Don Juan. No, he's dead a long time ago. His name, Don Cotterell. That's it, Don Cotterell. And he is going to haunt your radio for the next 2 hours with country music. I think I go home and go to bed. I gotta get out of this business. Hey, lady, you think I make good cocktail waitress?
I'll tell you a story it's all about. This job I had one time, town scout. Well, chauffeur, I always say.
There you go. That was a Tupelo, Mississippi flash getting things going here. That was Jerry Reed, Air Force Sergeant Don Cotterell, and this is the Town and Country Radio Show. It's already 14 and a half minutes after 4 o'clock, and we've got to get some music played for you, so you stay with us. Music just like it. Conway Twitty just called 47 pigs right in here to the studios. That was White Lightning. Conway Twitty singing it for you right here on the Town and Country Radio Show.
Listening is perfect when you tune in to the old Stump Jumpers Town and Country Pickings. And this is Willie Nelson wishing I were there right now.
Thank you, Willie Nelson. We're going to play a song by a couple of your friends, Buck Owens and Susan Ray. And this goes out to all the Minois here in Vietnam. That was Buck Owens and Susan Ray singing it for you, the Minois tearjerker, and it was called Crying Time. It's 21 minutes after 4 o'clock. This is the Town and Country Radio Show, and just about time for us to get some chores done, folks.
Here's what time at the movies.
Well, Well, we have three movie theaters left on the circuit, so let's talk about them. Consonant Theater number 2. Come back, Charleston Blue, rated PG, Godfrey Cambridge, and Raymond St. Jacques, along with Peter DeAnda. At the MacV compound, it's Salzburg Connection, rated PG, Barry Newman and Anita Carina. And the last one, it's way up north, Da Nang Theater number 2. Lady Sings the Blues. It's a restricted movie with Diana Ross and Billy Dee Williams. Well, I'll tell you what, folks, going to tell you a little bit about some country and western music. You know, we've got tearjerkers about everything in the country and western field. We've got tearjerkers about women, tearjerkers about men, tearjerkers about dogs, horses, places, children, just about anything you can think about. And then just a while back, I played you a song. Matter of fact, I played it yesterday. It's a tearjerker to a building. Goodbye, dear old Ryman, and that's the home of the Grand Ole Opry, and Hank Locklin did that for us. Well, I just dug up another tearjerker to another building. This is the one that's generally found about 50 yards from the back door, and it gets turned over a lot, especially around Halloween time, and sometimes called the catalog cabin. If you haven't guessed what it is, listen here.
They passed an ordinance in the town. They said we'd have to tear it down. That little old shack out back is so dear to me. Don't let them tear that dear old building down, for there's not another like it in the country or the town.
Hey, there you go. That was Billy Adwheeler with an ode to another building, and that was the ode to the little old shack out back. It's 25 minutes after 4, Town and Country Radio, Air Force Sergeant Don Cotterell here spinning the records from it for you from the Minoy capital of the world here at beautiful, sunny, seductive Saigon City.
Delta Dawn, what's that flower you have on? Could it be a fade rose from days gone by?
Hey, all right. That was Jody Miller and a song called Delta Dawn. Did you get the title? Well, if you listen to the song, you certainly got the title. Anyway, that was Jody Miller singing it for you right here on the Town and Country Radio Show at 28 and a half minutes after 4 o'clock. Air Force Sergeant Don Cotterell here playing the records for you, and we've got a request going on right about now. And this goes out to our squid representation down there in Canto. Yeah, he's the one that we call the Mekong Delta Queen. Shouldn't have said that. But anyway, his name's Paul Long, and he wants to hear a song that really brings memories of home back to him. It's called The Old Dead Skunk. And if you listen to it, it can bring some memories back to you if you've ever hit a skunk in your car. Do stink, don't it?
Crossing the highway late last night. He should have looked left and he should have looked right. He didn't see the station wagon car. The skunk got squashed. There you are. You got your dead skunk in the middle of the road.
Hey, that was London Wainwright III. Well, he's just about up with George Hamilton IV, huh? Well, that was kind of sick, but that went out to our squid spark chaser down there in Canto, and he just said he wanted to hear it because he kind of liked the old song. Well, it's commercial time here on AFVN.
I'm told that there'll be no action taken against me now. As a matter of fact, colonel from the agency I work in has come in, he's talked to me, he's told me not to worry about anything, and it's pretty nice, you know, to know that the people you work for are behind you. I mean, they don't want to see you in any more trouble than you are. They figure you've probably gone through enough hell, and why make it any worse? I mean, their primary interest, like they say, is to make sure you get straightened out, particularly if a guy's short, if he's going home, you know. Might as well let him come to the hospital and let him get straightened out before he goes back and becomes a menace to society.
Music, music.
From Saigon, this is the American Forces Vietnam Network, where the hits just keep on coming.
Dickie Lee now with sparkling brown eyes, a real oldie.
There's a ramshackle shack.
Tight heart. harmony for you. Huh? That was Dickie Lee, and Sparkling Brown Eyes, a real old country and western tune, but he brought it up today with a little modern production. And talking about some tight harmony, well, there's a pair around here. Her name's Amanda and Hal. Well, Amanda, I hope we've got your lovely ears just hanging on a radio speaker out there, because Hal wants to play a song for you and some more good tight harmony by the Wilburn Brothers, and we think it just may apply. It's Something About You. Hmm? All right. The Wilburn Brothers, Something About You, and that was all for you, Amanda. Hope you enjoyed your song, and that was from Hal, right here on the Town and Country Radio Show. Hope you liked it. Did you? You say you did. Well, all right, sweetheart. You can get a song from us anytime right here on the Town and Country Radio Show. 22 minutes until 5 o'clock, and we're going to make another request, one for Chief Bush, and he's supposedly the biggest butterfly in all of Saigon, okay? Well, here you go, Chief Bush. We understand you like Johnny Cash, and so do we.
I dedicate this song to the working man, for every man that puts in 8 or 10 hard hours a day of working toil and sweat. He's always got somebody looking down his neck, trying to get more out of him than he really ought to have to put in. What time is it? 4:30. Hey, Oni, Oni.
All right, he's going to get him. He's going to get him some muscle there. That was Johnny Cash and Oni, and that went out to Chief Bush, the biggest, the great, big, biggest butterfly in all of Saigon, Vietnam. Well, Chief Bush, hope you enjoyed your song, but Lee Sturtevant and I were talking last night about you and how you butterfly around, and we come up with one answer. It's not love, my friend, but it's not bad.
She was always there each time I needed you.
Rationalization the human male goes through. Well, if we didn't have it, it'd sure be a boring world, wouldn't it? It's not love, but it's not bad, and that was Merle Haggard. 15 minutes until 5 o'clock here on the Town and Country Radio Show, where you got friendly folks.
Right here, and singing our song.
Over here in the old Namaru is just a big old blast, isn't it? The sun beats down on you, the skeeters start biting, you start sweating, you're worried if you're taking your malaria pill or not, and you, if you did take your malaria pill, you got to get somewhere in a hurry. Your temper gets frayed around the edges. Little things turn out to be big things now. Isn't that fun? Mm-mm. No, it isn't. And when you have sore feet, that isn't fun either. If your little toes could talk, they'd say, oh, goodness, love me, dry your feet. Change those socks often and rotate your shoes and boots and treat your feet like they belong to you, Leroy, because they do. They is the pedal digit right on the end of your leg. Hey, let's move along instrumentally now with Jimmy Bryant and 400 Buckboard. Me tired. Those fingers must have been twisting up down the neck of that old starvation box about 497 and a half miles per hour. It's 13 minutes until 5 o'clock. Town and Country Radio would like to tune to a good subject now. Yeah, it's really true. Love isn't love till you give it away.
A bell, just a bell till you ring it. A song's just a song till you sing it. To somebody, to somebody, there's somebody.
Okay, that was... was Bobby Lee Tramlin. As they say in Japan, rub isn't rub until you give it away. 10 minutes until 5 o'clock, Town and Country Radio would like to recognize another good friend, Lee Sturtevant. Well, I've been promised to play him songs for 422 years ever since I've been here, and I haven't played him too many, but I'm going to play you one that will really set you back in your chair, Lee. Yep, this is going to be a medley from the Hot and Mighty Jerry Reed, and it's going to be titled The Promised Land, Johnny B. Good, School Day, Maybelline, Memphis, Tennessee, and they're all by Chuck Berry hits. And Jerry Reed going to do them for you with that hot guitar hit. So sit back and get yourself some Texas soul right here on the Town and Country Radio Show, Lee.
Tribute to one of the greatest in the business, Mr. Chuck Berry. Song. Well, I left my home in Norfolk, Virginia, California, on my mind. Stranded that Greyhound, I took it into Raleigh, and on across Carolina. Well,
that was Jerry Reed from his brand new album. It's called Hot and Mighty Jerry Reed, and I'm going to give you a tip, folks. If you want to hear another song from that album, just turn your radio on tonight. Anytime between 9 and 11, and the Jazz Master, Top Harper, is going to be sitting here spinning those old records for you, and I guarantee you, there's no way, just no way, you can sit through that show without tapping your foot just about completely off. So if you got athlete's feet and you want to kind of satisfy that athlete's feet by slapping your feet on the ground, well, just tune into that jazz show tonight. You're going to get yourself some great music. Time for one more song here to carry us into the news. And it's Johnny Cash and June Carter. If I Had a Hammer.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning. I'd hammer in the evening.
They just about excite the daylights out of you when they get a hold of a guitar and get up there and start singing in front of a microphone, don't they? If I Had a Hammer, Johnny Cash and June Carter, a big hit that they had that was really an old song. I don't know when it was recorded first. I'll probably use the same ad lib I used yesterday, yeah. Probably on Moses Records somewhere. Well, I'll tell you what, folks, we got to kind of ease on out of here. We're going to make way for 5 minutes of late world news. But just because we're going to make way doesn't mean we're going away. We'll be back in 5 minutes. That's just 300 seconds, so don't go away. We got some good songs, more requests, and more gossip on the other side of five. You miss the next hour, and you're going to miss a whole bunch. Let me tell you about that, Leroy. So this old stump-jumping, clod-kicking, snuff-dipping country feller, Air Force Sergeant Don Cotterell, inviting you back to the next 55 minutes, so don't go away. No!
Enjoyed this program, you're definitely in the minority because nobody else can stand it. This is the American Forces Vietnam Network.
Smoking is a great way to ruin your health. Think about that. Think about it hard the next time you light a cigarette. Medical studies have proven that smokers have a higher chance of contracting cancer or heart disease than non-smokers. Is it worth the risk?
News compiled from major commercial and military news sources.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, from sunny, seductive Saigon City, the Manoy capital of the world, AFBN presents the second half of the Town and Country radio show with Air Force Sergeant Don Cotterell. But first, a word from our sponsor.
Are you feeling down, tired, depressed? Sick of the mess you've made out of your life? Well, friends, there's hope. As long as you have a radio and as long as your ears are still working, you have Don Cotterell.
Warning. the Sturgeon Admiral has determined that this show may cause an intense craving for fresh country air and the girl you left behind.
Just come the Jamestown Ferry. It's not.
Tanya Tucker getting us underway on this second half of the Town and Country Radio Show, and he just caught the Jamestown Ferry. That feller's gone. He eased on off into the sunset like a bad cowboy, didn't he? Air Force Sergeant Don Cotterell here spinning the records for you. We got some great music on the turntables. Great music like this by Roy Clark. He's going to tell you all about a family man.
Well, it's just after 10, and we've got all the babies to bed.
Clark and a song called Family Man. You're listening to the Town and Country Radio Show coming to you live and direct. Well, as live as can be from the Manoy capital of the world, right here, beautiful, sunny, seductive Saigon City. We'll be back with more country music right after a word from our sponsor.
So remember, friends, Findlayman Soap's 30-day beauty plan is absolutely guaranteed. This offer void during the month of February.
Hey, why don't you smile at somebody? Kind of spread it around.
If you woke up this morning on the right side of the bed, that's a good feeling. Spread it around. Tell them about it. Spread it around. I said, tell them about it. Spread it
Johnny Paycheck and Spread It Around. 14 minutes after 5, this is the Town and Country Radio Show. You know, when you get back to the States and you're not taking those malaria pills anymore, you're going to have some kind of a substitute to keep that churning going inside. Well, I'll tell you what, here's Willie Nelson with a substitute that just may work for you.
Not very far from me, there's an old hollow tree where you lay down a dollar or two. You go around the bend and you come back again with a jug of that old Mountain Dew. Hush up my mug if you fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Okay, Willie Nelson, the singer from Texas, and that was the good old Mountain Dew, and I guess he's probably got some experience behind him as far as that song goes. 16 and a half minutes after 5 o'clock on the Town and Country Radio Show, and listen up, squids.
Everybody likes something new, and if you're in the Navy, listen up. All Navy people going on temporary additional duty for less than 2 weeks can now get up to 30 days delay along with their TAD. If you elect to take the delay up to 30 days, it will be counted as regular or advanced leave. Just think about that. If you're on TAD for under 2 weeks to, let's say, Hawaii, you can now take up to 30 days of bikini-gazing leave before or after the temporary assignment. This new longer TAD leave is authorized as long as it is at no additional cost to the government. Navy personnel has the facts. Check them out.
What I say is, brethren, that today with all these mini skirts and see-through dresses, it really takes willpower for a man to look a girl in the face.
Doesn't she make you want to just curl up on the sofa with her cowboy hat on and your teddy bear and just love country music the rest of your life? She's just great. That was Tammy Wynette and the Bridge of Love. Well, it's time for Hank Williams Jr. front and center. Hank Williams Jr., what's whooping with you?
Hamburger steak.
Who you're talking to, what's gonna happen. Yeah, I just said Hank Williams Jr., what's whoopin', and he goes into a long dissertation on That's My Life. He must have been talking about his own, and it was a great song. It's called A Hamburger Steak at a Holiday Inn. Hank Williams Jr. singing it for you. Well, I tell you what. Chet Atkins and Bootle O'Brien sat down a few years ago, and they decided to write a good song, one that would be Chet Atkins' theme song, and they called it The Country Gentleman. Chester Lee Atkins putting the four for us, and that was one that him and Bootle O'Brien wrote out a few years back, and it's Chet's theme song. It's called The Country Gentleman.
Good afternoon.
How many of you out there can remember your history, and specifically the Gettysburg Address?
47 years ago, so began the message of a war-weary President Abraham Lincoln, that we here highly resolve that these dead shall not have died in vain, and that this nation, under God, shall have a new birth of freedom, and that governments of the people, by the people, and for the people shall not perish from the earth.
Hey, with Johnny Cash with our Gettysburg Address, our little history lesson right here on the Town and Country Radio Show. If you like that sort of thing, he recorded an album that's titled America, 200-Year Salute in Story and Song. It's Johnny Cash. Did the Gettysburg Address. Remember the Alamo, These Are My People, Mr. Garfield, Paul Revere, Lorna, and many, many more on that album. So if you want to get a hold of it, get a hold of your record club and say, hey, looky here, Leroy, I'd like to get a hold of that record. You're sick, Don Cotterell. But here's one that isn't. It's Lynn Anderson. She wants to go to your world. Take her along, guy.
If you can find it in your heart to just forgive, take me to your world.
Hey, okay. She can put a tearjerker together in good style, can't she? That was Lynn Anderson, Take Me to Your World. Well, while we're listening to tearjerkers, let's let Sonny Jane give us one of his entrees.
Missing you, making love to me.
Hey, okay, that was Sonny James with a tune that Red Sovine had a hand in writing, a song called Missing You. And to show you how tight our country and western field and country and western songwriters are knit together, well, Red Sovine, he's country and western, and Sonny James recorded that Jim Reeves hit titled Missing You. Well, Jim Reeves' successors have put together a Jim Reeves album that's now available, and it's titled Missing You. And here's one of the cuts out of that album. Here's Jim Reeves to sing it for you.
Last night was the worst night of my life, no doubt. I miss me, how I miss me, at your house last night.
Hey, okay, I miss me at your house last night. That was Jim Reeves right here on the Town and Country Radio Show, or maybe we better say the late Jim Reeves, and Oh, How I Miss Me at Your House Last Night. Is that the proper name for that song? Let me make sure I'm getting this out right now. Okay. It's just simply, I missed me. Well, I had it right. I just added a little to it. Well, to end our barrage of tearjerkers here, let's let Sammy Smith do that with Help Me Make It Through the Night.
Take the ribbon from my hair.
How would you like to give someone 2.5% of your pay right now and have them give you back at least 10 times your money? Well, I can't promise you that exact same deal, but I can show you how you can get a good deal with a new Survivor's Benefit Plan by doing nothing more than just retiring. Now, if you choose the maximum coverage under the SBP, your spouse and family will receive 55% of your retired pay. That 55% will cost you a grand total of 2.5% of your retired pay. How's that for a grand slam? Guaranteed money to care for the dependents and a big burden off you because you know they'll be cared for. If you have any questions or want to explore the SBP further, the people in the know are at personnel. Only 2.5% of my retired pay.
Here's the whole Carter family, along with Johnny Cash in the rhythm section. The whole world needs a melody.
World needs a tune that it can hum in the spring.
Makes you want to take your guitar with you every time you go over in the holler after the cow's milking time, doesn't it? That was Johnny Cash, June Carter, and all the whole Carter family, and the whole world needs a melody. 15 minutes until 6, and we got a triple pleasure song here. One that was written by Webb Pierce and Mel Tillis. Mel Tillis is going to sing it for us, and this is what I understand. Old Mel Tillis was sitting in a cafe one day, and some sweet young heifer brought him over a hamburger, and he started putting the hot breath on her. And she says, "Mel Tillis, I ain't never." So this is the song he wrote, and it is, "I Ain't Never." Seen nobody like you. Mel Tillis and I Ain't Never. You heard it right here on the Town and Country Radio Show, coming to you live and direct from the Manoy capital of the world. Beautiful, sunny, seductive Saigon City.